Well, winter just doesn't seem to want to stay away, but spring seems to give us a tease every once in a while. Unfortunately, we may experience a lot more winter before spring actually appears for good. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, Crop Production Agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Extension. Over the last couple of weeks, we have certainly been experiencing some pretty big fluctuations in our temperatures around north central Kansas. However, it won't be long and the wheat fields will wake up and come alive with green color. Producers are now making some tough decisions on exactly what nutrients need to be applied to their wheat crop. Some wheat fields look pretty decent, while other fields are pretty thin due to some limited moisture. Plus, producers may have concerns over those thin stands in regard to winter survival. There are several key elements that need to be considered when deciding on the exact fertility program you plan to use. These include the timing, your nitrogen source, the application method, and the nitrogen rate. Having adequate nitrogen available to support the spring tillering when the wheat breaks dormancy will be very, very important. So the most important factor in getting a good return on top dress nitrogen is usually the timing. It is critical to get some nitrogen on early enough to have the maximum potential impact on yield by producing the adequate number of tillers and large wheat heads. This occurs prior to the jointing stage, which is also called stem elongation of the wheat. Different soil types can affect the application and utilization of this nitrogen. For well-drained medium to fine-textured soils, which dominate our area of wheat acres, the odds of losing much of the nitrogen that is top-dressed applied in the winter is low, since we typically don't receive enough precipitation over the winter to cause any significant denitrification or leaching. For these soils, top dressing can begin anytime now, and usually the earlier the better. Also, keep in mind that nitrogen should not be applied to the soil surface when the ground is deeply frozen, and especially when snow covered to help prevent any runoff that may occur. Most top dressing is broadcast applied and in high residue situations, which can result in some immobilization of the nitrogen, especially when using liquid urea ammonium nitrate, known as UAN, with your herbicide application. However, if no herbicides are applied with the nitrogen, a dribble band spaced no wider than about 15 to 18 inches can help avoid any immobilization and may provide for a more consistent crop response. The typical sources of nitrogen used for top dressing wheat are a UAN solution or dry urea. Numerous trials by K-State Research and Extension over the years have shown that both are equally effective. In no-till situations, there might be a slight advantage to applying the dry urea, since some of it will tend to fall to the soil surface and be less affected by immobilization than broadcast liquid UAN, which tends to get hung up on some surface residues. Low grain prices and the drier conditions this year may also play a pretty critical role for your nitrogen rate decisions this spring. However, it is important to keep in mind that nitrogen is the most limiting nutrient for wheat and could make a difference in your economic returns. So in general, producers may consider a later top dress application, maybe around jointing, with a better idea of the overall crop condition and the expectations for the rest of the season, rather than cutting back on your nitrogen rates now and potentially limiting those yields even further. Just remember, top dressing should complement or supplement the nitrogen applied in the fall, with the total application amount equaling that targeted rate as determined by a soil test that was taken earlier in the fall. For more information on wheat fertilization, contact me at any of our Post Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. Don't forget to go to our Post Rock District webpage at postrock.ksu.edu and take advantage of our many agronomy educational programs to help with your cropping enterprises during the months of February and March. It's very easy. Just go online and register. This has been Sandra Wick, K-State Extension, Post Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.